Here with me in this interview, I have Peggy Caswell, USDA Economic Research Service. And Peggy, here at this conference on transitioning to a bioeconomy, you were talking about some things we know and need to know. Tell me what some of those are.
Well, we need to know things about how farmers or people providing biofuels, feedstocks, are going to have to change the way they do business. The different types of contracting, financing, are all going to be changes in how we normally do business.
When you say that they need to learn to do business in new or different ways, I mean, what would be some of the reasons for that?
Because the ethanol companies are going to need a constant, reliable supply of product. And farming is, by nature, a very variable type of production. And farmers are going to have to bear a lot of the risks in being able to provide an adequate amount to store it, to harvest it, to store it, to transport it. And to do that, companies are going to require contractual arrangements that are going to be different than farmers have to deal with in just a cash grain crop.
Mm-hmm. So kind of looking forward here then, is there anything in particular that you might recommend to people who are in this industry about, you know, when we get to the things that we need to know, what might you recommend?
Well, that's where the research comes in, and I think a lot more research needs to be done in universities and within the Economic Research Service on the different incentives, the different contractual arrangements, and eventually extension people are going to have to be educated in how to advise farmers best, you know, how to communicate these things. If you aren't familiar with a particular type of contract, you can perhaps sign on for something that isn't in your best interest. So much more research, I think, needs to go in on that kind of incentive system.
Well, thank you very much for taking a couple moments to speak with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.